This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Bodo Peace Accord had not just benefited the Bodo community but also opened avenues for many more peace accords. Addressing the first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said, "Due to peace accords, more than 10,000 youths have given up arms and violence in Assam alone and they joined the mainstream." He said, "The central government has given a special package of 1,500 crore rupees for the development of Bodo land." Mr. Modi said, "Assam government has also given a special development package. More than 700 crore rupees has been spent to develop infrastructure related to education, health and culture in Bodo land." The Prime Minister said he feels satisfied after seeing the impact of growth in Bodo land, which saw violence and bloodshed nearly 50 years. He asked people who are on the path of Nexalism to learn something from Bodo people. Mr. Modi lauded the Bodos for creating a new history after years of struggle and mediation efforts. Recalling his opportunity to visit Kokrajhar after the 2020 Bodo Peace Accord, Mr. Modi remarked that the warmth and love showered on him made him feel one amongst the Bodos. He said he was pleased to feel the same warmth and love even after 4 years of his visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana today. At the invitation of Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, Prime Minister Modi will be on a two-day visit to Nigeria from today. This will be the first visit by Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. During the visit, Prime Minister will hold talks to review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. He will also address a gathering of the Indian community in Nigeria. India and Nigeria have been strategic partners since 2007 with growing economic, energy and defence collaboration. More than 200 Indian companies have invested over $27 billion in important sectors in Nigeria. India and Nigeria also share a strong development cooperation partnership. Prime Minister will travel to Rio de Janeiro during 18th and 19th November to attend the G20 summit hosted by Brazil President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. In Jharkhand, allegations and counter-allegations between leaders of NDA and India bloc have been intensified to garner support of the people. Addressing an election rally at Tondi in Dhanbad Senior, BJP leader Rajnath Singh alleged the corrupt Hemant Soren government has tarnished the image of Jharkhand. With two days left for the Maharashtra Assembly election campaign, candidates are ramping up rallies and meetings. BJP President JP Nadda highlighted the party's achievement in defence, internal security and counter-terrorism at a rally in Thane. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah, speaking in Umarkade, criticised Congress for failing to fulfil promises and defended Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitments, including amending the Waqf Board law despite opposition. Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday unveiled a statue of Bhagwan Birsa Munda at Bansera Park in New Delhi on the occasion of his 150th birth anniversary year. The event was attended by Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Vinay Kumar Saxena and several other dignitaries. In his address during the programme, Home Minister said that in 2021 itself, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced that the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda would be celebrated as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. Niti Aayog's Women Entrepreneurship Platform, WEP, under its award to reward initiative launched a pilot program with urban company to support women MSMEs to scale up their businesses in the beauty and wellness sector. In a statement, Niti Aayog said that the program focuses on supporting women entrepreneurs who own local saloons and parlors. The Aayog said that the women entrepreneurs will be offered training across 6 key ecosystem needs of entrepreneurial growth. In cricket, India defeated South Africa by a huge margin, 135 runs in the 4th and final T20 international at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg. With the win, India sealed the 4-match T20 series 3-1. Chasing a target for 284 victory, South Africa were bundled out for 148 in 18.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.